I ate a protein bar. It was terrible.
Which one?
I have a weird relationship with those type of protein bars.
Okay.
Because like, it really helps you on a pinch. You're starving and you're going to just like lose it.
It's, yeah.
And then it saves you. But the problem is you never really enjoy it. You're kind of like, man, I really would prefer to have an actual meal.
Yeah, because essentially you're just eating like a brick.
Somebody got you know what? They gotta recommend
it
me.
Comes out that way too.
They gotta recommend me some protein bars that are actually good. Cause I feel like I don't know. There's gotta be some magic protein bar out there that's actually good and I'm gonna enjoy eating. Let me know in the comments. I'm looking for that magic bar.
I'm sure there's one else.
Somebody's gonna recommend something. I don't know. Maybe the company will even send some. Send your protein bars over here. I'll try them on the show. If you really got a good tasting protein bar that I don't have to feel like a terrible person after eating it, where I'm just like, why did I do that? Because that's how I feel about most protein bars. Maybe they're not supposed to be that good.
Really? Do you just eat one or multiple?
No, I would never eat more than one in it. Okay. At a time. That's insane.
Do you have a preference, like a flavor?
No, I mean, if there's peanut involved, then that tends to like a chocolate peanut butter. But it's all simulated flavors and things. And I don't really normally go for the fruity one. Look, man, we got a lot to talk about. No one came here for protein bar talk.
Yeah, let's not waste time.
I don't know. Maybe somebody did. Protein bar talk 2021. No, nobody did. What do you got? Oh, I saw this, actually. The retractable rear camera. Oppo phones. They showed this off. This is kind of prototype status. Chinese manufacturer teases new tech ahead of its forthcoming Inno Day. So they have like this innovation day.
Yeah.
And they call it Inno Day. And they're always showing off whatever the next thing is, the next tech that they're working on. And in this case, it's a retractable rear camera. And they're showing it getting spritzed with water. And they're dropping it.
Yeah, it kind of tucks away. Back into its compartment when it realizes some sort of accelerometer sensor's just off.
Now, we're not talking about, to be clear, we're not talking about a retractable front-facing camera, which we've seen from Oppo and others in the past, where you would hide the selfie camera and it would be motorized and pop up.
Yes.
Because that one had a similar effect where if it was dropped, it would quickly retract as well.
Yes.
So it's a similar tech from that standpoint, but this is on the rear. This is a rear camera module that pops outwards and then keeps the phone slim when it's popped in.
Yeah. Even though it has a camera bump, I mean, imagine without the retractable camera, it could be way deeper.
Hmm. Most pop-ups are annoying, but not our self-developed retractable camera. On the camera phone itself, along with retractable cam text, the camera module markings show that the sensor is 1/1.56 inches and the lens is 50 millimeter equivalent with an f2.4 aperture, which would make it around 2 times longer than the phone's main lens. So it's a little bit of a zoom to it, as the lens is clearly marked 50 millimeters on the teaser video. So it's not like you're getting a crazy zoom out of it. I presume that you could utilize this tech, these motors, for all types of different camera modules. They just so happen to show it off here with a 50 mil option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I like motors in phones. It's always exciting to look at something different. Did we reach out to them? Can we take a look at this or can we play with this or what?
Yeah. I told Ryan to reach out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind checking that out. I'm curious what the advantages might be.
Mm-hmm.
DoorDash.
Speaking of fast food here.
Did you skip a story?
Yeah, the other one was actually pretty interesting, but it's very, like,
it's
about us, actually.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
Car thieves are using AirTags to track vehicles. I read about this.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you know where?
Yeah, here locally.
Yeah, York Region.
York Region. York Regional Police said at least 5 vehicles have been targeted by car thieves who used Apple's item track. Of course, when they first came out, we imagined they could be used for nefarious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have evidence right around the corner. Who knows? Maybe you already got these planted all over you, Will. You're in York. You're a guy in York region.
Yeah, I planted.
You're in there. Hey, you're not doing the planting. You can't admit to something like that. It's not even true. All right, so scroll down. We'll do the top paragraph here. Apple released the AirTag to aid in tracking keys, luggage, and so on. Since September 2021, officers have investigated 5 incidents where suspects have placed small tracking devices on high-end vehicles so they can later locate and steal them. Mm-hmm. Brand name AirTags are placed in out-of-sight areas on the target vehicles when they are parked in public public places like malls or parking lots. Then thieves track the targeted vehicle to the victim's residence where they are stolen from the driveway. Oh, man. That's rough.
I mean, with a car, there's so many little compartments that you never check, like under your car.
Yeah, you could just put a little Velcro on the back of it.
Yeah,
just
some duct tape.
Little sticker, slap it in there, and you're good to go. So do they say, okay, here's some video of it happening. Wow.
Just find out where you live. Find out your schedule.
Easy. Well, finding out schedules.
I'm just saying.
No, I know. It makes sense.
And here's a.
I mean, you had to
just taken off. With
you had to with a Lexus there. You had to imagine this type of thing could take place. These are so easy to use, and I would hope that there's some sort of feature in there to detect this type of behavior, that they can look at the trends around how this operates. Like, if there's a way to tell. See, this was the problem when it originally came out, was, okay, if you're on an iPhone, it will tell you that there is an unknown AirTag nearby. So you would sit in your car and your phone would alert you. Mm-hmm. But we were saying, okay, what if you don't have an iPhone? And then you're not getting that notification. So if there was some cross-platform way you could know, or some sort of an app, or just something, so that the person knew, hey, I don't have an AirTag. Why is there one being identified in my car at the moment? Or if on Apple's end, they could see, all right, this was just placed into a vehicle that it's never been in before. I don't know. It's very difficult stuff to figure out. But ideally, you would just have that work on Android, exactly the same way that it does on iOS, that a warning could actually be sent.
Yeah. I feel like it's on Apple. I think there's a very ethical thing that they need to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it from a software perspective.
Like, technically,
they don't have those type of permissions on Android.
Right.
Without somebody opting into it. So it might have to be a third-party preemptive app that somebody who thought they were a target could install from Apple, which would then open up the necessary permissions to identify such a thing taking place.
Yeah.
Or maybe cars. Imagine if cars in the future had some sort of
just scans
check system where it's like, is there an unknown tracker in the car? It's all very interesting. But yeah, right around the corner, man. Mm-hmm. AirTags are designed to start issuing the warning sometime between 8 and 24 hours after being separated from their owner, leaving plenty of time for the car thief. So even if the car thief had an iPhone, typically those warnings, I guess, are not being spit out in time.
Right.
They're just waiting for that vehicle to be in a secluded area where they can steal it. York Regional Police recommend storing cars in garages, purchasing steering wheel locks. Remember that? The club?
Yes.
Can you bring up a club right now? I haven't seen the club in forever. When we were youngsters on TV, they purchased all the advertising, this company.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's like some sort of knockoff with a passcode. But I'm looking for the original. The club! They still sell it. $73.99 Canadian dollars, Canadian Tire.
Yeah.
Damn. You don't want your stuff stolen? I don't think that will work on the yoke.
No.
On the yoke on the Model S.
No, it wouldn't, eh? Well, I mean, Tesla has cameras.
Sentry mode and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're typically pretty tough to steal. Today's sponsor, DoorDash. And I always make the mistake of filming this show when I'm starving. And then I'm like, oh, you can show me all the things I want to order right now, but I got to wait until I'm done filming to order.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see what I would go for right now. I might go for maybe some tacos. Man, I mean, I would go for that burger on the left. Or it's so much to choose from on DoorDash. You're aware of it. You know where to go when you're hungry. It's DoorDash, whether it's a well-known national brand of restaurant or it's the local Mexican spot. It's all on DoorDash. Look at that pizza north of Brooklyn. Have you tried north of Brooklyn pizza? And how about the chicken sandwich on the right? Man, I'm too fired up. But it's not just food. You can get other stuff too, including all your essentials that you might have forgot at the grocery store. DoorDash will pick that up for you too. It's so convenient. So much selection. DoorDash.
Along with the restaurants you love, you can now get groceries and other essential items delivered with DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, toilet paper at 3 a.m., and other household items. With over 300,000 partners, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants, like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory. Ordering is easy, and your items will be left safely outside your door when you choose contactless delivery drop-off. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on the first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LULATER2021. That's 25% off, up to $10 in value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LULATER2021. Thank you to DoorDash.
DoorDash launches ultra-fast delivery in NYC with couriers who are actual employees. Unlike traditional DoorDash couriers, some DashMart workers will be eligible for benefits. So you would typically have a DoorDash delivery person who would be, I guess, an independent contractor.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of talk around how some of them may actually act more like an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a discussion around that description.
And they're called Dash Corp.
The company?
Workers?
Oh, Dash Corps.
Yes.
I get it. There's a key difference between the delivery jobs on the main DoorDash platform and positions with the new DashMart fast delivery service. DashMart workers will be part of what the company calls Dash Corps, considered full and part-time employees. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Instead of independent contractors, they'll be eligible for benefits and they'll have set schedules and be paid $15 per hour
mm-hmm.
plus tips. So this is going to help me get goods even faster. 10 to 15 minutes of my order.
Yeah, so they built a DashMart in Chelsea.
This is cool. This is New York. Yeah, I like this.
And they stock it with, 2,000 items where there'll be runners just like going to this place to just grab quick toilet paper, deodorant,
fresh and frozen foods, household goods, local products. Company says customers can order via the DoorDash app or website, and those who have its DashPass membership won't be charged delivery fees. DoorDash will donate excess DashMart produce to a local community food bank. I mean, the key here is 10 to 15 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes is really fast, obviously.
7 a.m. to 2 a.m.
I mean, assuming you're near this DashMart location, but you could picture these things popping up, man.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
All those conveniences.
Just for convenience.
All those conveniences.
Yeah.
Tesla updates Cybertruck with 4 motors, 4 wheel steering, and crab mode.
So this is to replace the tri-motor with, I'm guessing it's the same price. And it's because the Hummer and the Rivian have 4 motors. They're quads, right?
Wow. Crab mode, the Hummer showed off crab mode.
Yes.
Which allowed it to essentially like pivot the tire, like at the 4 tires at the same time to essentially move sideways.
Yeah, kind of like strafing, but not completely.
Did you just say strafing?
Yes, I did.
On this show right here?
Yeah.
Have you been playing Halo or something?
I'm thinking about it. It was out today.
You're just
single player.
You're just thinking about Halo?
Well, yeah. It's a monumental day.
Really?
I guess
I thought
listeners
You were already doing the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Did that amp you up for the single player, or did it kind of? It did.
It did, yeah.
So you are playing this game.
I'm a fan.
So you are strafing.
I am Master Chief strafing. Yeah. Are you?
No.
Are you strafing?
I haven't strafed in a while.
Okay, yeah.
I,
All right.
I would like to try the game.
Well, get on it.
Maybe I'll try the game live on this show because it's the only way I'm going to get to try it.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll set it up.
We should do a segment in an upcoming show to try out the mechanics of the new game. Because I definitely played that stuff growing up, man.
Yeah.
I played those things.
Yeah, you strafe when you were a young boy.
Four motors, four wheel steering, and crab mode. Okay, but like, when are we going to get this thing? Still 2022, right?
Yeah.
How do they know about these updates? Elon Musk confirmed it. That's how. What he says, initial production will be a four-motor variant with independent ultra-fast response torque control of each wheel. That's sick. Love it. After being unchanged for 2 years since its unveiling, the prototype was back in 2019. The automaker was expected to update the specs and pricing before the launch of the production version in 2022. This will replace the originally unveiled tri-motor version of the Cybertruck that was supposed to be the first one to market at $69,900 and with over 500 miles. I guess that's the one I think I pre-ordered that. Or is it even called a pre-order? I don't know. I gave them $500 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It will have, there's a quote down there. Musk reiterated the Cybertruck will also have rear wheel steering. We'll have both front and rear steering. So not just like a tank, it can drive diagonally like a crab. So it's going to have the Hummer crab thing
mm-hmm.
as well.
The tank one is interesting too. Because you could turn without moving forward or backward. You're mm-hmm. kind of just spinning.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like a radius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a spinning top.
Like a fidget spinner?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm cognizant of this ring that I'm wearing, by the way. The video's not out yet. I'm not going to talk about it yet. Video's not out yet.
Okay.
Maybe it will be when they're watching this. But either way, you're going to hear about this ring. I've been sleeping with this ring.
So you like it?
Hey, man, I told you we can't go into it right now.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, we could. But yeah, it's the new generation Aura ring. And I have a video coming out. I have been using it every day since I got it. Mm. Elon Musk said Neuralink hopes to start implanting its brain chips in humans in 2022 later than he anticipated. Well, I got to assume that's a hard thing to figure out. The whole implanting process.
Yeah, with the brains and the humans.
2022 is going to be an exciting year. You get your brain implant, you get your Cybertruck. Yeah, they're on the same schedule right now.
Would you get the Cybertruck and get a free implant?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down for that.
Those who pre-order the earliest get their brain implants. Elon Musk said Neuralink hopes to start implanting brain chips in humans in 2022. He said first humans to receive the chips would be people with severe spinal cord injuries. I mean, we knew this going into it, that the target was initially going to be those with the spinal cord mm-hmm. Issues. Musk has previously given earlier time frames for Neuralink to implant its chips in humans. I mean, you got to get people excited and you got to be optimistic. So you always go with the earliest possible.
That's next year. That's pretty early.
This was co-founded back in 2016. I didn't know it was that long ago. Neuralink. That's quite a while ago. I don't think we started talking about it in 2016.
No.
It was not until later. Developing this chip, it'll be implanted in people's brains to simultaneously record and stimulate brain activity intended to have medical applications. It's going to be medical first. It's working well in monkeys, according to Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually doing just a lot of testing and just confirming that it's very safe and reliable and the Neuralink device can be removed safely. Here's what I'm thinking, Will. You got a Neuralink and you're really pumped about it, right? And I'm talking outside of severe spinal cord injuries,
mm-hmm.
quadriplegics, and it's currently pending FDA approval. If you're a guy like Elon and you really believe in this, and you're a part of the production and the engineering, wouldn't you be one of the first people to try it out?
No.
No, I'm saying if you're him.
Him?
Like
no,
wouldn't he be the first one
to be on Mars either.
No, Mars is a bit different. Mars is a bit different. It's obviously very unlikely that the first person to go to Mars is coming back.
Okay. Well, he wouldn't be the first to drive this brain implant Tesla. Anyways.
He was the first person to drive Tesla.
Really?
Yeah, he was driving that Roadster around Silicon Valley and making sales pitches.
Oh.
I don't know if he was the very first person, but he was right on the cusp of it. What I'm saying here is figure out that it's safe. The monkeys had it in for a while. You do the medical aspect, but once it's beyond that, I think, one of the best, most convincing marketing things you can do is imagine him live streaming his own implantation. That's views, man.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
It's a couple of views.
Yeah.
And look, man, if it goes horribly wrong, you just peel it out of there.
Can you imagine?
You just peel it out of there.
Elon just freaks out and then...
That's what insurance is for. That's what insurance is for, man.
All right.
You don't have to... I mean, I'm not trying to put pressure. Do what you got. It's cool technology, you know.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's cool tech. It's fine. It's a cool technology. Neuralink.
Dead link.
Now you went from Neuralink to a dead link. Yeah, your links are all messed up today. You got RAM or what? You got any RAM over there?
The Rams.
Dr. Dre is making music for an upcoming GTA game, says Snoop Dogg. If this is true, it'll be the first new music from the legendary rapper in a very long time.
He's actually in the video game now.
Dre?
Or Snoop? Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Dre, yeah.
Yeah, he's in GTA 5 as like a... Was it an expansion that they just released? Or they're going to release?
So I got to pay for Dre? I got to pay for Dre.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Rockstar Games recently revealed Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, the definitive edition. Sounds serious.
Mm-hmm.
Which launches digitally next month and hits store shelves in December alongside this high-profile return to the franchise's past, though. The developer is presumably still working on its future now, according to comments made by Snoop Dogg on a Rolling Stone podcast. That they're going like different connection points here. It seems his fellow rap luminary, Dr. Dre, may be working on music for an unannounced GTA game. Snoop's comments also suggest he might be collaborating with Dre on the music. This is cool. I mean, I kind of like this where it's like you have to go into the game world in order to experience the new music. I mean, I'm sure it gets uploaded elsewhere as well, but it's kind of a cool collab. Don't you agree?
I think so.
I mean, Well, Dre's like fully in the game.
Yeah.
He's a full out character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting. He's in his studio too.
Listen, this is what you
get to interact with him.
This is what you got to do, right? You've been in this media business for a while and you've seen it all. You've had success, but you're staying in it. You don't have to go take a nap. You can find ways to do cool things. And Snoop has been doing that. Like, Snoop pops up everywhere.
Yes.
You're like, damn, man. I saw him. What did he just recently? SodaStream. He's endorsing SodaStream.
Really?
Recently. I'm seeing this. And, you know, you just, or remember, what about Shaq? Did you see Shaq? He's got the Epson printers.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
But you stay in the scene and you do it in your own way. And you do it in your own style. And all of a sudden you transcend generations.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what's going to happen here because everybody plays GTA. And obviously the youngsters. And
it's very fitting, too.
Then they see Dre.
It's just cool.
And then they want to go listen.
Yeah.
And man. That's especially if it's going to be actual original music.
Yeah.
Dre made some beats, man.
No kidding, eh?
Like, he made some beats, like some iconic sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to check that out for sure. Huge jellyfish is extremely rare. Also, nightmare fuel. Yeah, it looks like when kids are playing and they put the sheet over their head and they're like, I'm a ghost.
Yes.
Like
it's glowing in the middle.
The most affordable Halloween costume is what this jellyfish looks like. Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute scientists captured stunning footage of the giant phantom jelly, one of the ocean's most elusive creatures. It's a very cool gif right there.
Phantom jelly. So they have a video as well.
Alien-like.
Where it lives is... It's really cool. It's called the Midnight Zone.
Let's go.
A location in the water column that's not quite the Twilight Zone or the Abyss, which is between 3,300 feet.
Those are all amazing. Midnight Zone, Twilight Zone, and Abyss are all amazing.
Very cool names.
Yes.
It lives in between 3,300 to 13,000 feet.
Below the surface. No sunlight reaches this depth of the ocean, which is frankly terrifying. to think of in the context of a ghostly jellyfish at a depth of the ocean where nobody could hear you scream.
Yes.
As you were dragged into the murky depths. I mean, you're never going to make it that far down anyways. Imagine you got to go 3,300. I mean, you're dead. Come on. Stop
it. Yeah, you get compressed by the...
Stop it with your...
weight of the water. But it's just really... It looks like a nightmare.
Yeah.
But very peaceful. I mean, especially the shot.
Oh, I like that angle. Peaceful angle.
It was like ribbons.
Yeah, definitely. Scroll up a little bit over there.
They also say how big it is.
Let's see here. Oh, here we go. We can start with points to favor the giant phantom jellyfish. The giant phantom jelly has been seen in the wild only about 100 times since it was discovered in 1899. This is the ninth encounter researchers have had with it, despite doing thousands of dives using a remote-operated vehicle. Wow. That is the definition of elusive.
Yes.
Oh, man. Since 1899, it's been seen 100 times by humans. It's wild, man.
Super rare. And it's 10 feet long, including the tentacles.
Mm.
But the bell, like that giant part, is 3 feet big. Three feet wide, I guess.
Oh my God. But they just mentioned another jellyfish. It's not as big as the lion's mane jelly, which has 120-foot tangle of tentacles. Jeez. Oh,
that's so
120
scary.
Feet. Oh. Anyway, yes, very cool.
Awesome find.
Very cool.
Congrats. All right, last one.
T-Rex gets Christmas jumper at Natural History Museum in London. Oh, I knew it had to be a London story because they said jumper.
Yes.
Did you know what a jumper was before?
It's like a sweater.
Yeah,
but that's how they say it in the UK, right?
Yeah, in the UK, a sweater is a jumper.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the pandemic, not a lot of people are visiting these museums.
Hmm.
So all across the UK, they decided to decorate these dinosaurs by outfitting them with Christmas spirit.
Mm.
So in this case, there's a company that knitted this sweater for the T-Rex.
It's not going to be easy, right? It's a custom fit.
Yeah. They said it's like 10 times the material of like a regular sweater.
Yeah, I guess. Not much on the arms, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they could save some material on the arms. But, the pattern that they made and it fits snugly on them, I thought it was pretty nice.
The animatronic T-Rex is... Wow, that's an animatronic T-Rex. That's especially cool. So that thing moves.
Yeah.
Is sporting the festive knit, which has been made by a family-run firm in... Do you know how you say that place? I want to see you try.
Leicester?
That's Leicester.
Is it Leicester?
I think so.
Okay, well, yeah.
Maybe we should do a pronunciation. Give it to us, Will.
Oh, boy.
No, because you look at it and you're like, there's a lot of letters in there. Don't panic. Leicester, yeah. I was right.
Leicester.
Oh, okay.
But you look at it. No, it's because it's the only reason I would have brought it up is because I would have had the same moment you did, which was, wait a sec, how's that pronounced? And then
yeah.
I would have learned it and retained it. Thank God.
Did you know about it before?
I honestly think we might know someone who lives there.
Both of us?
Yeah, I think Super Saf might live there.
Super Saf?
I might be crazy. I don't know. I just feel like... Search this up right now. Let's get to the bottom of this. Did I just make this up? Did he tell me this when he was here? Do you remember he brought us chocolate? Yes! Born in Leicester.
Oh, okay.
You see, man? Some things you remember. I don't know why.
You know.
I don't know. Some things you remember. Shout out, Super Staff.
And this is another one.
Oh, this
another
is
another museum.
So this is a thing that they're doing. Wait, that's
all across the UK.
All across the UK.
Yeah. So they put on a giant Santa hat on this T-Rex fossil.
It's a very unexpected crossover. Christmas and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird, Will? One of my most memorable Christmas gifts I ever got when I was a youngster was a book on dinosaurs. And there's a video clip of me running around. I probably was like 4 or 5 years old. And there's a video clip. I mean, probably the video clip is gone because it's probably shot on like beta or something.
Okay.
But there's a video clip of me running around saying, I got my dinosaur book.
You got your dinosaur book. What's your...
So that's my dinosaur Christmas crossover.
What's your favorite
gift? I like that Triceratops.
Oh, okay. Do you like the tri?
Yeah, I like triangles and triples and big Triceratops guy. You know, the big... I felt like kind of a good mix.
Yeah.
Good mix of attributes. And everyone picks a T-Rex or the Raptor, so I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Then again, I was five.
Those are easy.
I feel like these things can change over time. And certainly if I had investigated more deeply, I may select something else at a later date. It's quite possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Shout out to all dinosaurs. Every dinosaur.